Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachung. Our text for reflection is Jonah 3, 1 to 10. The prophecy of Jonah, chapter 3, the verses 1 to 10. Then the word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time. Go to the city of Nineveh and proclaim to it the message I give you. Jonah obeyed the word of the Lord and went to Nineveh. Now Nineveh was a very large city. It took 3 days to go through it. Jonah began by going a day's journey into the city, proclaiming, 40 more days and Nineveh will be overthrown. The Ninevites believed God. A fast was proclaimed, and all of them, from the greatest to the least, put on sackcloth. When Jonah's warning reached the king of Nineveh, he rose from his throne, took off his royal robes, covered himself with sackcloth, and sat down in the dust. This is the proclamation he issued to Nineveh. By the decree of the king and his nobles, do not let people or animals, herds or flocks taste anything. Do not let them eat or drink. But let people and animals be covered with sackcloth. Let everyone call urgently on God. Let them give up their evil ways and their violence. Who knows? God may yet relent and with compassion turn from his fierce anger so that we will not perish. When God saw what they did and how they turned from their evil ways, he relented and did not bring on them the destruction he had threatened. My theme for reflection is the grace of another go. The grace of another go. There is something universally endearing about watching someone try again. Whether it is a toddler stubbornly tying shoelaces, a village elder learning to use a smartphone, or a football player returning to the field after a fumble. Something deep within us cheers for the second chance. And perhaps it is because as people made in the image of God, we instinctively long for what he freely offers. Restoration, not just reaction. Jonah 3 begins with an astonishing grace note. Then the word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time. A second time? After all, Jonah's rebellion, all his theological gymnastics and prophetic shenanigans, God speaks again. That single sentence ought to stop us in our tracks. It whispers of a God who does not simply cancel disobedient people, but calls them again, not because they are impressive, but because he is patient. As Karl Barth once remarked, grace must find expression in life, otherwise it is not grace. Jonah had every reason to think his ministry days were behind him. He had quite literally gone the opposite way of God's command, and he did so knowingly. But the mercy of God does not always follow the logic of merit. God recommissions Jonah and sends him to Nineveh, not to issue an elaborate speech, but to deliver a blunt 5-word sermon. Yet 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown. And with that simple proclamation, the narrative pivots from the prophet to the people. Nineveh, a city great in size, sin, and significance, responds with unimaginable humility. From the poorest laborer to the royal palace, they clothe themselves in sackcloth and dust, fasting and praying with urgency. Even the animals wear sackcloth in a stunning display of communal contrition. For many people in indigenous communities around the world, this unity of people, land, and creature would not seem strange. In cultures where the earth and its creatures are deeply integrated into the community's spiritual imagination, repentance is not just personal but ecological. It touches everything. What is more remarkable is the king's posture. He steps off his throne, removes his royal garments, and sits in ashes. This is not performative theater. It is a transformation. He calls his people to turn from violence, an evil long in the hands of Assyria. Their repentance is not a convenient religious act. It is a communal change of direction. As the Yoruba proverb goes, if the gods must bless you, you must drop the knife that cuts your brother. And then God sees, not just hears or observes, but sees their works and their turning. God relents. The divine justice does not override divine compassion. This is not inconsistency, it is covenant mercy. The same God who sent the storm, the fish, and the prophet is now sending forgiveness. For us today, Jonah 3 is more than history, it is hope. It tells every believer, whether weary saint or wandering sinner, that the story is not over. Our failures do not negate our future. God delights in restoring the willing, but it also challenges us to drop our excuses, prejudices, and spiritual self-protection and proclaim the truth that even our enemies are not beyond the reach of grace. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, have you been running from a call that God is now renewing in your life? Number two, how can your community reflect the depth of repentance seen in Nineveh? And now our practical exercise for the day. Find one person you have written off spiritually, someone you believe is too far gone. Spend time today praying specifically for them and then ask God to soften your heart towards them. If possible, reach out in a small act of kindness or encouragement. Gracious God of the second chance, thank you for not giving up on us. Thank you for your mercy that calls us again, for your grace that transforms cities, and for your love that restores what we have broken. Help us walk humbly, speak boldly, and love compassionately, just as you do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.